Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Newbury Street in Boston is known for its high-end shopping and dining, but also it's home to a handful of small art galleries, some with their own rich history. We visited one of those galleries yesterday for this week's Artery segment when we talked to artists, critics, and curators about what's exciting them in the local art scene. We met up with Wyona Lynch McWhite. She's the executive director of the Fruitlands Museum in Harvard. And she took us for a tour through an exhibit at the Society of Arts and Crafts, which was founded in 1897.
It is the oldest nonprofit craft organization in the country, if my memory serves me correct, and they do a lot of wonderful work from their exhibitions program. They have a retail gallery space just below us here on Newbury Street. I'm always really interested in any exhibition that features New England artists. I think we have a wealth of great talent in this region, and anytime it's being showcased, that really makes me excited.
On display right now is the Society of Arts and Crafts Artists Awards exhibition. It features the work of three different New England artists, a furniture artist from Maine, a ceramic artist from Vermont, and a Rhode Island artist who works with Velcro. That's right, Velcro, which is where we began our tour with Wyona Lynch McWhite.
I'm going to call this, it's like a Velcro vortex, almost. Yeah. It's an amazingly large wall hanging that is made out of Velcro, and the artist's name is Yung-Ju Kim. She is a Rhode Island artist who makes wonderful pieces, which at first glance are almost like jewelry or sculpture, but the form is quite large. That's about, 3 or 4 feet across? Mm-hmm. And it's just wonderfully constructed and fascinating. You want to get very close to the piece and see what it's made of. I just love the layers and the effect. It's kind of topographical as I look at it.
It's sort of a swirl that kind of pulls you down into this vortex, all made of Velcro. I was looking at what she wrote about her art. She says, I like to work with material others may find unattractive, mundane, or insignificant. In this case, Velcro.
The core of craft is really, it's all about materiality. Yeah. And I really enjoy the fact that this is someone who's really kind of being very playful and thoughtful about using different types of material.
Yeah. So let's look at something else.
Sure, let's do.
So this is really interesting. And I have to admit, before you came in, I sat on it.
Isn't that wonderful?
I sat in it because it's a chair.
It is, yes. This beautiful chair that we're standing in front of is by Michaela Cree Stone. She's a Maine artist. The furniture making tradition in New England is wonderful. It's kind of really one of the best things that a craft in this area is known for. And to have a woman furniture maker featured is really quite unique. It is functional, as you said, you've got to sit in it, but it's also sculpturally beautiful. The angles and the curves, the back of the chair is this wonderful quarter circle. It's just beautiful to look at and form.
But Wyona, when you look at this, are you seeing chair or are you seeing a piece of beautiful sculpture?
You know, I have to honestly tell you, I see both. That's the great intersection of craft. It's this wonderful design as well as the form and the function. So the first thing I see is just a simply beautiful object. That's just the first thing. It's gorgeous. I also see the chair, and the fact that it can be useful while being beautiful is really quite nice as well. The materials are also very interesting to me. I want to see this beautiful patina in the wood and the painted pieces. There's a lot going on, but first and foremost, it's just a gorgeous object.
It really is. Well, let's introduce another voice into this conversation, Beth Ann Gerstein. She's executive director of the Society of Arts and Crafts. And first of all, thank you for having us.
Thank you for coming today.
And I wanted to ask you about something that Wyona just brought up, and that is this intersection of art and crafts. First of all, are we looking at crafts? Are we looking at art? Is there a division there?
We're looking at both. We come from an organization that has been around since 1897, and our name includes arts and crafts as part of our title. I think nowadays most people would just say this is contemporary craft. So we show work that we think is strong, and as long as it's made out of clay, glass, fiber, metal, wood, mixed media, short of anything that's not straight painting or straight photography, we think can show under our umbrella.
What is the definition of craft? Is it that it has to have a sort of purpose beyond just looking beautiful? In other words, this is a chair, there are containers in here. Does it have to do something, I guess?
We definitely think that it can be sculptural, it can be functional, it can be installation work, that I think it goes back to the word materiality, mm-hmm. that if it's material-based, then we think it falls under the Society of Arts and Crafts.
I'd love to ask you both sort of the history, about the history of craft making in New England. Does New England have a particularly strong tradition of craft making?
It has a huge tradition of craft. In fact, the Society of Arts and Crafts was around at the beginning of the arts and crafts movement in the U.S. when it came over from England. So there are schools like North Bennett Street that are even older than SAC. There were a lot of potteries in the area, a lot of furniture makers, Arthur Stone, a lot of work that's now in the Museum of Fine Arts collection, recognized as sort of the original part of the crafts community, which happened to be in Boston.
I would also say what I think is really interesting about New England is that that tradition kept going to the current time. There was never really a lull. There's always been a long supporting tradition of really valuing the makers that are behind the work, the schools where that work is created, and the spaces where it's shown. And so there's lots of institutions in New England that have really been committed to craft, both past and present, which I think is really special.
Well, it's fascinating and wonderful that there's been this through line to 2014. So thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming.
That's Beth Ann Gerstein. She's Executive Director of the Society of Arts and Crafts. And Wyona Lynch McWhite, Executive Director of the Fruitlands Museum at Harvard. Thank you for your time as well.
Lovely to be with you today.
And the Society of Arts and Crafts Artists Awards exhibition is on display through July 19th. A lot more information, including photos of some of the pieces we saw at the show, at radioboston.org.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.